Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katir Blatt. Parasha V'chalotcha, When You Lift Up. Week 36, Fourth Aliyah. On the day of the tabernacle, the tent of the testimony was set up, the cloud covered it. From evening till morning, the cloud above the tabernacle looked like fire. Numbers 9, verse 15. Who wants to live and walk in the cloud? The Eternal is Spirit. The Hebrew word for spirit is ruach. Ruach also means gust or puff of wind, revealing some of the Eternal's characteristics. It's something that can't be seen, but it's possible to feel it and see the results of its action. A cloud is like air in essence, and both wind and a cloud can cover the human body completely. Man can be inside air, a gust of wind, or inside a cloud. These things have been created to teach men one of the ways that the Eternal manifests himself. The Eternal's presence is manifested as a cloud. The cloud may cover the tabernacle and also the temple of the human body. The people of the covenant learned to live and walk covered by the cloud of the Eternal's presence. This closeness and sensation of the Invisible One's immediate presence is a very beautiful experience. For the people in the desert, the cloud was vital. Only under the cloud could they find refuge from the day's sun and night's cold. Only following the cloud's movement could they walk in the divine presence. Only under the cloud there were food, water, and revelation of the words of life. Under that cloud, they could feel the presence of the divine glory. What a beautiful experience. Dear disciple of Mashiach, yearn and look for the Eternal's presence, and when you find it, take care of remaining in it. Walk under it and let it be your guide together with the written Torah and its oral explanations. And if one day you can't notice it, check your life to see if there is sin disturbing your intimate relationship with your Heavenly Father and come to terms with Him. If you can't find anything, let Him review you. If He doesn't show you anything specific, keep on believing in His love. Even if you can't feel it, as it's written in 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. And so, when we know and rely on the love of God, the love He has for us, God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in him. With all my love, I say to you, Shalom.